Ben Shapiro is fun at times to watch. For the most part, he employs common sense arguments in order to say things as they are. But when it comes to two things, his common sense goes out the window. And those two things are his loyal and fanatic support of the Zionist entity of Israel and his attacking and attempting to defame Islam. In a video, he eloquently reads off a teleprompter attempting to debunk the myth of the tiny radical Muslim minority, trying to show that actually a vast majority of Muslims globally are in reality radical. Look,
is radicalism in the Muslim world a tiny minority phenomenon? So to answer that question, we need to define our terms. We're really not talking about people who are active terrorists. Radical beliefs are a lot broader than terrorists, and anybody who argues otherwise is being naive or foolish or disingenuous. But terrorists draw their moral, financial, and religious support from those who are not terrorists themselves. So who are the radicals?
You see, if the Islamophobes tried to prove that most Muslims are terrorists, then it just wouldn't work. 22% of the world population is Muslim. Over 1 in 5 people in the world is a Muslim. Mary Patel Smith Prakash Muhammad. There are around 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims worldwide. When it comes to how many terrorists there are who operate in the name of Islam, it's difficult to find the fact. But let's go with the most generous figures. And let's for a moment overlook the fact that these groups are funded by America and the Zionists anyway. The total force size of ISIS-Daesh has been estimated from tens of thousands to over 200,000. Let's go with 200,000 for the sake of argument. The Taliban, 60,000 according to a 2014 estimate. Al-Qaeda, let's go with 60,000. Al-Shabaab, heck, let's make it 10,000. Boko Haram, around 15,000 according to Amnesty International. All these groups in total will make up around 345,000 members. So that means the percentage of Muslims across the world who are part of these terrorist organizations are, drumroll please, 0.023%. And this is bearing in mind that we took some of the most generous statistics, because there's actually a lot less than even that. The Islamophobes want the public to be afraid of Muslims and Islam, but they won't succeed in doing that if they try to prove that most Muslims are terrorists. It just won't work. So instead, they try to prove that most Muslims are radicalized. I.e., they're not terrorists, but they are potential terrorists.
Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim country. It's got almost 205 million Muslims living there. According to one 2009 poll, it showed almost 50% of Indonesians actually support strict Sharia law, not just in Indonesia, but in a lot of countries, and 70% blamed the United States, Israel, or somebody else for 9/11. So, you make that calculation, it's about 143 million people who are radicalized. You scared yet?
Yes, I am scared of the fact that you've just defined radicalism as two things: to support strict Sharia law and to believe that 9/11 was an inside job now makes you a radical. This becomes the underlying premise of Shapiro's entire argument. And now what he does is he goes through the major Islamic countries and attempts to prove the majority of Muslims are radical because they believe in strict Sharia law.
Okay, Egypt, 65% want strict Sharia law in every Islamic country. Pakistan, 76% want strict Sharia law in all Islamic countries. Bangladesh, another 82% want Sharia to be the official law of the country. Nigeria, 71% favor Sharia law. Iran, 83% favor implementation of Sharia law. Afghanistan, 99% actually want Sharia to be the law of the land. Palestinian areas, 89% support Sharia law. Morocco, just over 3/4 support Sharia law.
First of all, this is the typical hegemonic American arrogance pouring out of Benny's mouth. If the people of a nation want certain policies to be implemented in their country, and maybe even neighboring countries, what's it to you? It's got nothing to do with you. I don't know when America and its stooge-like mouthpieces are going to learn that nobody wants your failed liberal democracy, which has storm-wrecked modern society, led to the poverty of millions and the corruption of the government. America and its stooges need to know their place. It's here, not anywhere else. Here. Right here. The rest of the world is none of your business. And secondly, it's just so old now. The Islamophobes love to repeat this phrase, strict Sharia law.
Strict Sharia law.
Sharia law.
Sharia law.
And in this regard, the Islamophobes share a commonality with the Takfiri Wahhabis. Both the Islamophobes and the Takfiri Wahhabis are the ones who speak about Sharia law the most. The Takfiri Wahhabis go, "We must implement it in the West."
Group is trying to impose Sharia law on unsuspecting members of the public.
Muslim area. Okay. Alcohol, bad.
And the Islamophobes go, "We cannot allow the Muslimification of the nation."
They're trying to put the Iraqi law down on London. They're trying to
just trying to put their law down on us.
Neither of the two groups have qualified scholars or jurists of the subject. They just pull vague ideas of what they think the Sharia is out of nowhere and just start barking about it. All of the Islamic verdicts require a popular Islamic government supported by the masses before any of the verdicts can be implemented. Not by any Tom, Dick or Harry, but by a qualified, just and conditions-fulfilling jurist. The Divine Sharia is a vast subject that takes years to even scratch the surface of. It covers a range of different aspects of human life, from how to pray, how to fast, marriage and divorce rights, funeral rights, inheritance laws. If an employee is mistreated, the Sharia gives the worker his right. It has rules on banking, debts and loans, artificial insemination, abortion laws. It gives rights to parents and children. According to Sharia law, a man is not allowed to abuse his wife. According to Sharia law, parents are not allowed to strike their children and cause injury or harm. It's according to Sharia law that people can go to the court and sue anyone who has harmed them. Animals are given rights according to the Divine Sharia. And all of it is in order to establish a just, fair, safe, and balanced society. Whether it's being implemented or not is another question. But the reality is that if the people of the world knew the reality and the truth of the Divine Sharia, then everyone everywhere would want it to be implemented, even non-Muslims. But let's just cut to the chase, because when it comes to the Sharia, the things which the Islamophobes love to present are things like the execution of gays and the stoning of adulterers, etc. All those things which they think they can use in order to present the Sharia as something barbaric and evil.
A violent, intolerant hatred.
Everywhere there is Islam, you will find women oppressed.
With legally killing converts and banning free speech.
But when you look at the details and you actually study the intricacies of the Sharia, you realize that it's not that barbaric thing that they are presenting it to be. Don't get me wrong, Islam is inherently against adultery and the homosexual act. These things are considered major sins, just like in Judaism, just like in Christianity, just like in most major world religions. We're proud of that. That's the truth, and that's what we believe. When it comes to the punishments, the Divine Sharia aims at guaranteeing the decency and moral standards of Islamic society set by Islam through the implementation of the letter of the divine law. The Divine Sharia sets the standards for what is right and what is wrong in society as per the Quran and the Hadith, and it allows all people their God-given rights within the boundaries of the law. That's the reality. If you don't like it, that's your choice. Don't try and push your views on others. And the second thing which Ben Shapiro tries to use in order to prove that most Muslims are radical is that so many people believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So believing that America and Israel were actually behind the 9/11 attack now makes you a radical. But that's interesting, because in America, the New York Times and CBS News conducted polls asking, do you think members of the Bush administration are telling the truth, are mostly telling the truth, but hiding something, or are they mostly lying? Only 24% said they're telling the truth. 56% said they are hiding something, 16% said they are mostly lying, and 4% said not sure. So 76% of Americans, according to this poll, doubt the official story of the Bush administration. Are they radicals as well? Look at this girl. Showing what World Opinion poll recorded. The red represents those who think that the US government was behind the 9/11 atrocity. The green represents those who believe it was Israel, and the light blue represents those who don't know. In 2008, Reuters reported that, on average, 46% of those surveyed said Al-Qaeda was responsible. 15% said the US government, 7% said Israel, and 7% said some other perpetrator. One in four people said they did not know who was behind the attack. So that's 54% of the world that don't believe the Bush administration. And can you blame them? Why should anyone believe a word that the US government says? A regime which is infamous for organizing covert military coups, secret operations, spying on members of the public, and lying.
Now the question isn't whether Islam itself is violent. It's what its adherents believe, because that's what they act upon. There's plenty of violent material in the Old and New Testaments. Hey, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I read the Old Testament a lot. But believers in those particular texts are not currently ramming airliners into towers.
Muslims never carried out the 9/11 attack. In fact, it was your government. It was America, it was the Zionists, those people that you defend. All independent research proves that 9/11 was an inside job. It created hatred for Muslims and began the so-called war on terror.
Beheading journalists.
Beheading journalists. You mean like in Saudi Arabia, which is about as Islamic as a tequila? It's about as Muslim as pork chops. The Saudi regime is not Muslim, it is Takfiri Wahhabi. Not Sunni, Takfiri Wahhabi. It is a regime which is funded by your America. In fact, Trump signed the biggest arms deal in American history with these international terrorists. The only difference between the Saudis and ISIS-Daesh is that one is considered a government and the other a terrorist organization. Both are adherents of Takfiri Wahhabism, not Islam, and both are funded by your America.
Jordan, smaller Muslim country, 6.4 million Muslims. Right now, Hamas is enjoying like a 60% approval rating, so 3.8 million radical Muslims.
You see, this isn't about Hamas. This is actually about opposing Israel. Any group which resists against the illegal, illegitimate occupation of the Zionists is declared as a terrorist organization by the arrogant powers. And according to the Islamophobes, if you oppose Israel, you're a radical. A good Muslim is one who, when he's being attacked, when his home is being invaded, when his children are being starved, lies down and dies. That's a good Muslim. That's a peaceful Muslim. If you resist against the Zionist occupation, whether it's Hamas in Palestine, Hezbollah in Lebanon, or the IRGC in Iran, then you're suddenly a terrorist, you're a radical. They put you into the same bucket as Al-Qaeda and Taliban and ISIS-Daesh.
Palestinian areas, right? We're sending literally hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian areas. We are, the American taxpayers.
America is also sending billions of dollars of American taxpayers' money in foreign military aid to the Zionist apartheid entity of Israel to massacre the Palestinians, to build illegal settlements, and to shoot at unarmed protesters. Why doesn't Shapiro also mention that?
89% support terror attacks on our ally, Israel.
Only 89%? Is that all? I thought it was above and beyond. And rightly so. It is nothing but natural for the Palestinians who have been subjected to non-stop oppression, racism, and outright tyranny at the hands of the illegal occupier, the Zionist regime, since 1947. That's over 7 decades of continuous suffering and trauma of innocent men, women, and children. What you define as a terror attack is actually what most ordinary human beings would see as the human right to fight for one's own existence in the face of a foreign, illegal and illegitimate occupation. For any person of conscience, the very existence of the expansionist Zionist regime is illogical. This is what I meant by Ben Shapiro's common sense going out the window. Israel is hell-bent on essentially wiping out the indigenous Arabs, whether Muslims, Christians, or Jews, and to take control of the region. It makes no sense for these Arabs to not fight back. Everything has been taken from them. Their homes, their food, their money, their schools, their lives. Israel has no humanity. It has proven to be an apartheid state, and it is determined to exterminate others in the region. But you should have no doubt that it is, in fact, Israel which will one day cease to exist, God willing. It's interesting how all of these Islamophobes are now claiming to be Zionists.
I'm loyal to the Zionist vision of Israel, the religious Zionist vision of Israel in particular.
So the Jews run everything? Well, we do. The Jews run all the banks? Well, we do. The Jews run the media? Well, we do.
To officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Trump's bending over backwards to please Zionists and Jews.
I notice you're wearing a shirt or a button that says, I'm a Zionist. What does a Zionist mean to you? What is a Zionist?
Well, a Zionist is someone believes in a homeland for Jewish people.
Palestine is Jewish land. I mean, come on, who doesn't know this? Jesus came to Jerusalem.
Post-Holocaust in 1948, as the Jewish state of Israel became formally and internationally recognized, it was immediately attacked by myriad Arab armies.
I invite all of you Muslims out there not to follow him down the path of violence and to leave Israel alone.
Some of the most shocking claims of Ben Shapiro are that a vast percentage of the Muslims generally support Osama bin Laden.
Egypt, and almost 70% said that they had positive or mixed feelings about bin Laden. 4.3 million Muslims live in the Palestinian area. 78% of those had positive or mixed feelings about bin Laden.
When you see that, it's unbelievable. I mean, that's shocking, isn't it? How is it possible that such a vast percentage of Muslims can support Osama bin Laden? If I was a non-Muslim watching that, I'd suddenly feel really, really scared and threatened, and then I'd probably think of 2 or 3 Muslims that I've met and I know, and I'd start to suspect them. This is typically the way that Islamophobes work. They will use falsifiable information in order to create an environment of fear. Sometimes they will exaggerate, and sometimes, as you're about to see, they will just flat out lie. Shapiro claims that he's getting these facts from Pew Research.
All the population stats, by the way, are from Pew Research as of 2011.
Shapiro claims that 70% of Egypt have positive or mixed feelings about Osama bin Laden.
And almost 70% said that they had positive or mixed feelings about bin Laden.
But in actual fact, it's 22%, according to the very same source that Shapiro claims to use from the same year. Shapiro claims that in Palestine, 78% of the people have positive or mixed feelings about Osama bin Laden.
78% of those had positive or mixed feelings about bin Laden.
But Pew Research actually says 34%. In fact, it says Palestinian Muslims offered somewhat more positive opinions, 28% favorable, but about two-thirds, 68%, viewed bin Laden's organization unfavorably.
A 2007 poll showed 35% of French Muslims said suicide bombings could sometimes be justified.
This is not exaggeration. This is a complete lie. Look, this is the official website. You can go on it yourself. Shapiro also claims that 13% of Muslims in America believe that violence against civilians can be justified.
2.6 million Muslims live here, according to Pew Research. 13% said violence against civilians can be justified.
And that 19% of Muslims in America are favorable towards Al-Qaeda.
19% said they were either favorable toward Al-Qaeda or just didn't know.
If that's true, that's genuinely scary. That's terrifying, in fact. And if I was a non-Muslim, in fact, even as a Muslim in America, that is just terrifying. But the reality is, it was a complete lie. Actually, the poll found that very few Muslim Americans, just 1%, say that suicide bombings and other forms of violence against civilian targets are often justified to defend Islam from its enemies. An additional 7% say suicide bombings are sometimes justified in these circumstances. And it says that fully 81% say that suicide bombings and other forms of violence against civilians are never justified. Ben Shapiro is a liar. I mean, if he can lie this badly, how can you believe anything that he says? But the problem is that Islamophobes like Ben Shapiro, once their reputation reaches a certain point, people just trust them and they accept whatever they say without questioning. Unless you dig a little deeper, unless you read between the lines, unless you do your own research, Islamophobes like Ben Shapiro will deceive you into believing that Muslims and Islam are the enemy. And they will regurgitate the same things over and over and over again.
Suicide bombings.
Grooming gangs.
Honor killings.
Islamic terrorism.
Jihad.
The barbaric.
And so-called honor killings.
Grooming gangs.
That's called pedophilia.
The statistics show it.
They stone women to death.
You can see it with your own eyes.
And Islamization.
Muslim problem.
Radical Islam.
If you meet five Muslims, only one of them is likely to think it's okay to kill you.
I will wear the hijab. I will submit. Allah, Allah, Allah.
You scared yet?
And the regressive social attitude of Muslims in the West are terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Absolutely horrifying.
The thing is, this is a culture that wants to make me submit.
Islam is not a religion of peace.
We're protected. What about you? Do you feel protected? Do you feel safe in your country?
Because it's the only religion that acts like the mafia that will kill you.
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it.
Now it makes sense why Brenton Harrison Tarrant, a 28-year-old Australian, before he murdered 49 Muslims in New Zealand, live-streamed himself declaring, "Subscribe to PewDiePie."
Remember, lads? Subscribe to PewDiePie.
Remember, lads? Subscribe to PewDiePie.
PewDiePie is a popular YouTuber who currently has over 89 million subscribers.
And he was never political, but they tried to call him racist and evil and bad.
It was people like PewDiePie and others who helped build YouTube and make it a global phenomenon in the first place.
Of course, PewDiePie's big crime is playing my videos and Paul Watson's videos.
So PewDiePie asked me to review some memes.
Now, I don't personally think that PewDiePie himself is an Islamophobe or a hate preacher or anything like that, but By featuring an outspoken public figure like Ben Shapiro, it just goes to show how subtle and almost all-encompassing the Islamophobic narrative has become. If it's okay to joke around and pretty much endorse a bigoted, dishonest, Islamophobic hate preacher like Ben Shapiro, it's an indirect endorsement of his narrative. And that is the very Islamophobic narrative which the mainstream media and Zio-American pro-Trump propagandists have spread and created fear and animosity against Muslims globally. No one just wakes up in the morning one day and says, I'm gonna kill people. Tarrant the terrorist who murdered these people was so indoctrinated, so full of hatred, and so sold on his mission to murder that his gun had been marked with the letters and symbols signifying his crusader mentality, with the names of former terrorists who he evidently admired. Right-wing terrorists like Anton London Peterson and Alexandra Bissonnette. The gun also bore the 14 words, a reference to a white supremacist slogan of Adolf Hitler, who wrote in Mein Kampf, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. The slogans were originally coined by white supremacist David Lane, a founding member of the terrorist organization The Order. And the New Zealand attack was poignantly reminiscent of the terrorist attack carried out by Anders Berwick, who in 2011 killed over 70 people in Norway. In the UK in 2008, Martin Gillard, a British Nazi sympathizer, was jailed after police found nail bombs, bullets, swords, axes, and knives in his flat. Men like David Copeland, as far back as 1999, a neo-Nazi Robert Cottage, a former BNP member back in 2007. Also in 2008, Nathan Worrell was found guilty of possession of material for terrorist purposes and racially aggravated harassment. In Sweden, in Italy, in Germany, France, the list of right-wing, fundamentalist, extremist, white supremacist terrorists goes on and on. And in America, since 2001, the number of right-wing terrorist activities are overwhelming. Just do a search and you'll find out, because you certainly can't depend on the mainstream media to tell you. The reality is that most terrorist attacks in the USA are carried out by right-wing, white supremacist extremists. The very same people who insist on perpetuating the idea that Muslims are responsible for terrorism. In fact, The Independent reported right-wing extremists were behind nearly twice as many incidents. An analysis by Quartz of the Global Terrorism Database said, in 2017, when most attacks in the US were committed by right-wing extremists, out of 65 incidents last year, 37 were tied to racist, anti-Muslim, homophobic, anti-Semitic, fascist, anti-government, and xenophobic motivations. In the same period, 7 attacks were linked to Islamic extremists, and 11 attacks were inspired by left-leaning ideologies. But the mainstream media and the Islamophobes will have you believe that it's Muslims who are responsible, Muslims are dangerous, Muslims are radicalized. According to The Guardian, terror attacks by Muslims received 357% more media attention. Research by the University of Alabama shows that when a Muslim terrorist carries out an attack, it will receive an average of 105 headlines. But when a non-Muslim carries out an attack, it receives only 15. That means you're 7 times more likely to read about it if a Muslim turns rogue than anyone else. You are 357% more likely to see an act of terror perpetrated by so-called Muslims than you are likely to see the act committed by non-Muslims. The Islamophobes have created a veil. They have lied to you. And it's this very lie which they have perpetuated which has created a generation of radicalized, violent, Islamophobic terrorists. Terrorists do not just pop out of nowhere. As Ben Shapiro himself says,
We're really not talking about people who are active terrorists. Radical beliefs are a lot broader than terrorists, and anybody who argues otherwise is being naive or foolish or disingenuous. But terrorists draw their moral, financial, and religious support from those who are not terrorists themselves. Terrorists draw their moral, financial, and religious support from those who are not terrorists themselves. Terrorists draw their moral, financial, and religious support from those who are not terrorists themselves.
Here, Shapiro is absolutely right. And just as Takfiri Wahhabi propagandists have blood on their hands, even if they are not terrorists themselves, the Islamophobic propagandists, like Ben Shapiro, also have blood on their hands, even if they are not terrorists themselves.
The problem is not radical Islam. The problem is just Islam.
As the fastest growing religion in Europe, Islam has the region divided, but will it see the region destroyed?
The biggest threat to civilization across the world is Islam.
Claim that Islam is a religion of peace while they support terrorism behind the scenes.
After all, it's just one very small, lone extremist group. It's not like Islam promotes murder, discrimination, or hatred anywhere else in the world, right? Except for literally everywhere else in the world.
Just switch the news on, and it could be in London, It could be in Manchester.
That's when we all find out what full-grown, Jew-hating, church-burning, wife-beating, apostate-killing, Allahu Akbar-yelling Islam is really like.
Britain is under attack. The world is under attack. Northern Ireland is under attack.
Your religion does it everywhere your religion exists. It is a threat, an existential threat.
We are at war with Islam. The world is at war with Islam.
And well, we're above 800 million Muslims who are radicalized. More than half the Muslims on Earth. That's not a minority. That's now a majority.
While only a small number of such people are engaged in terrorism, it is difficult to anticipate who will become radicalized and commit an act of terrorism here.
So I ask you again, where is this so-called moderate Islam?
And of course, not every Muslim is going to strap on an AK-47 and gun down innocent people. But the notion of moderate Islam is a complete myth.
In other words, the myth of the tiny radical Muslim minority is just that. It's a myth. And, unfortunately, it's a myth that's going to get a lot of civilized people killed.
You are responsible. You didn't pull the trigger, just as a Takfiri Wahhabi preacher doesn't necessarily kill people himself. But you have successfully brainwashed an entire generation that is now ready to kill innocent people.